Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
yes, oh yes, oh yes. God has been so good unto us. It is a blessing to be here. I am blessed. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I am thankful to the Almighty God for allowing me to see yet another day. And if there's anybody here share in that sentiment, amen, that's grateful to God, that's thankful to the Lord for allowing them to see another day, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Let the redeemed say so, amen. If somebody here knows that God has blessed them to see yet another day, I need somebody to give God some praise.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. We
thank
praise your name, Lord.
Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
So
now.
Worthy. Hallelujah.
All right now. I thought I was by myself
yes,
up at that. I love little
heaven.
I tell you what, when you give God the praise for the things that he do for you, amen, you find yourself embroiled with more stuff, amen. God will give you more stuff. He will come right into your situation and bless your situation because you have given him the thanks and the praise that he so rightfully deserves.
Yes, yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Mm.
Lord,
you
are so worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise
thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
praise
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm.
Amen.
We praise
thank
your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
While we are
yes.
in the middle.
Oh, yes.
Come
praise
on, somebody. We're in the middle of a worship
Father.
Experience, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're in the middle of a worship experience. What's going on? You may have some wolves, some dogs, some beasts around you that's ready to consume your flesh, but while you are in the midst
right.
of your praise.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes.
In the midst of your praise, amen, God will come in
yes.
and make your enemies
yes,
your
will.
Footstool, amen.
Yes,
I
yes,
mean, I'm
will.
Here to let you know that even when your enemies are right there in
come
your
on.
Face, he has a way of hiding you around
you,
your enemies, amen. Whew.
Oh, yes.
We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name.
How can you not
glory.
Give thanks to a God that says that I sit high, but I look low, and I will supply all
yes.
your needs
praise
according
the Lord.
To
that?
Yes,
mm.
God.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yes, oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Brother Tony, the floor is yours, sir.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, joy today is mine. Oh, love is mine, love is mine, love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, love today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, love today is mine. Oh, oh, victory, oh, victory, victory today is mine.
bless you, sir. Victory Amen. Is mine. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's a sermon within itself. That can preach by itself. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green, followed by invocation, Minister Tremaine Townsend, and our scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. Third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, angels. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You did it once again, and you woke us up this morning, and we just say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to come together in your presence one more time. We ask you, Father God, that you would continue to be with us through this service. We thank you, Father, for residing on the pews of our hearts, Father. But we ask you, God, that you would continue to greet us into your presence and to continue to be into this service. We've already had a wonderful start of a worship experience, and we ask you, Father, that you would continue to be with us throughout it, Father. Continue to rain down supreme your Holy Spirit upon us, Father. We ask you, God, that you would continue to cover us by the blood of your Son, Jesus, Father, as we continue to go about our day, as we travel and as we go to work in the different places. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for just your love and just for being who you are all by yourself. We ask you, God, that you would be with our pastor, Father. Bless us, Father, with the word that you have sent to him to present to us from on high, Father. We ask you, God, that you would open our ears, open our hearts, that we're able to receive, hear, and apply what we learn. We just give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Scripture I am reading from New King James, Hebrews chapter 12. 27 and 29th verse. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us have grace by which we may share God acceptable with reverency and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. As we now have our announcements, I just want to personally say thank you to everyone who helped us, amen, who blessed us, who prayed for us, amen, who had a good thought, oh man, on our anniversary, amen. We celebrated 101 years of service to our community and praises unto God last week, amen. And it was such a blessing, amen. I don't know about y'all, but I was just in awe to what God did, amen, for them two, both services, amen. It was just a true blessing, amen. And to our speaker, Brother Miguel, we continue to say thank you for the word that you gave unto us. Amen. With that being said, let us continue to look after one another. Amen. We know that we're still facing the pandemic. Amen. But even though we're still facing the pandemic, amen, we still serve a God that has never lost a case, never lost a patient. Amen. So we still stand firm on our faith. We stand firm on our belief that God will heal this land. Amen. And he will heal us in the process. Amen. With that being said, let us continue to pray for one another. Amen. And this evening, this afternoon, forgive me, at 3 p.m., we will be celebrating ISOM's 44th anniversary. Amen. And yours truly will be the guest speaker. Amen. And I will be making sure that you all get the information so that you may tune in and be a blessing unto ISOM. ISOM is a daughter church of Fuse Memorial. Amen. Where the Reverend Prince Albert Williams is the pastor. Amen. He is not only the pastor, but he is a friend of mine, and he was my Sunday school teacher growing up. Amen. So we will bless them. Amen. We will be there. Fuse Memorial will be in the house. Amen. And we will bless them on Sunday. Also, after that, we will be having our Advent service. Amen. Our district Advent service. I believe that service starts at 5 p.m. I will make sure we'll be passing that information along as well. Amen. That will also take place over the Zoom app. Amen. So we have a lot going on today. Amen. So it will be a blessing to you. Amen. You will receive the word on today. Amen. With that being said, let us continue again to sanitize, to cover our faces with our face mask, and please keep your social distancing in order. Amen. The only way that we can get through this is if we follow the rules. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We shall now have our altar call by the minister, Rosalyn Thomas. Bless us, minister.
Amen. Good morning, Heavenly Father, as we come today to this altar for prayer, not because we've been so good, but knowing that you are the true and living God of the universe, giving us one more chance to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done and about to do for us. Thank you because you've been better and more loving to us than we have been to ourselves. We come to rejoice and give you praises in this worship service with songs of praise and a word from our pastor. Lord, touch him and anoint him this morning so that the anointing may fall fresh on us and we may shout praises to your holy name and someone might give their heart to you. Bless this service this morning. We owe everything to you, God, and may we be blessed, each minister, board, and member, past and present, at Fuse Memorial CME. Also, Lord, bless each family represented here today. We pray that everything done this day be done in your divine order. Bless Hakeem and Michelle and this radio station who made this possible for us to have this radio service. Bless the sick and shut in. Bless our exhorter Annette McKinney in ICU. Touch, Lord. Bless the homeless. Bless our leaders. And thank you for the change coming in and going out. Bless this virus that you may bring this under control and cure it here and cure. Dear Lord, bless the bereaved. A special prayer for the Pearson family, the Campbell family, and the Hightower family during their time of bereavement. Be with each and every one of them, giving them comfort and peace during this time. Father, as we close, let your Holy Spirit shower down on us this morning so we can give you all the honor you deserve. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy and giving us one more chance to get it right and be more like you. We love you. We adore you.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You. This is our prayer. We will continuously praise and worship your holy name. To God be the glory for all he has done. And the church say,
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Praise
we lift up, exhorter Annette McKinney. We lift you up, amen. We lift up the Hightower, the Campbell, the Pearson family, we lift you up, amen. We cover you, we wrap you in our arms, amen. Amen. You are not alone. We are here for you, and we love you. Amen. Brother Tony, amen, would you please bless us with another song, sir?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I want to acknowledge the conversation we had the other day, and God bless you, Pastor, that we talked, and this is how God blesses each and every one of us when we talk in the ministry and we talk as a member. And this is for you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away. Oh, he let the sun shine through a cloudy day.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Oh, he never left me alone. Oh, he's been a good God that I've always known. Oh, he keep reading, loving me every day, yeah. And he assured me he'd push me all the way. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, why don't you tell me where would I be? Yeah, if it has not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Praise the Lord.
Bless you, sir. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Pray with me. Eternal Father, my God, my refuge, my covering in the midst of a storm. It's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you, I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning with the 27th verse. And it reads, Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence, thanksgiving, and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. May God continue to bless the reading of His holy word. For a subject on this Sunday morning, what are you thankful for? There are times that I must remind myself why I do what I do. Even though we are in the season of Thanksgiving, know that in all seasons one ought to give thanks unto the Lord. The author of Hebrews, who shall remain nameless, gave us, the reader, something to truly think about. Since we are all heirs to salvation, and we shall receive a kingdom not made by hands and one that cannot be broken, shaken, and or removed, it is then our duty to be thankful for the things that God has done for us through our Lord Christ Jesus. When I think about the kingdom that is to come, I get excited. I get happy because I know that one day this old world will pass away and a new world will dawn. A world with no crying, no tears, no pain, no sorrow, no sickness, no disease. And my Jesus, through it all, will reign forever. But if I can, just for a moment, tell you a little secret, and this is my secret to success, and yes, I eagerly await that great day of the Lord, and yes, I know that one day when it comes, that it will be a sight to see, but until that time, I am going to continue to preach. I am going to continue to teach. I'm going to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner because I am thankful for the life that Jesus gave me. Well, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 said that for us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And because when I look back over my life and I'm able to see that the hand of God moved me from side to side, protecting me, sheltering me, pulling me, pushing me, correcting me, and anchoring me, revealing unto me His pleasing and perfect will for my life, I can't help but to be thankful. Oh, y'all aren't hearing me, are you? I don't have to have a witness, amen, in the house on this one. I can tell you that I can praise God all by myself. I'm thankful to God all by myself for the things that He has done for me, amen. And I don't need a season to remind me that I need to be thankful for what God is doing, amen. I'm thankful at all times because my Lord and Savior is just that sweet unto me. My Lord and Savior is just that good unto me. And even when I don't see Him, even when I don't hear His voice, even when I don't feel His presence, He is still God. Anyhow, even in the midst of my struggles, He is still God. Anyhow, even in the midst of me being in the fiery furnace, He is still God. Anyhow, even in the midst of me being trampled by my enemies, He is still God. Anyhow.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes.
You see, y'all don't know. I saw my dead body floating in the grave. I saw my lifeless corpse and my body return to the earth, but my soul headed straight for damnation. and the mighty wind of God blew me back into that old lifeless body and gave me the instructions to live for him, to breathe for him, to at all times
yes.
and all places give him the praise.
Thank
because
you,
Psalm 118:1 is the cornerstone, amen. It is the
mm-hmm.
stone that the builders rejected. And it says,
yes.
all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his love
mm-hmm.
endures forever.
Yes,
but
it does.
If you know me, you know that Dante can be a little nosy, amen. So when I went and looked at the builder's blueprints, amen, I seen without that stone that
hey.
Building that they were building would eventually
yes.
fall. So I picked up
yes.
that stone, y'all, and I put it in my pocket. And suddenly my legs became strong. My hands
yes.
had power. My voice got
yes.
louder. And
power.
My walk became clear.
Yes.
No longer
yes.
would the trials of this world shake me. I have become confident in my ability
yes.
to stand firm. You see, I heard a heavenly voice. Thus I am thankful to the Almighty. Colossians 4:2 bless my heart. This scripture said that let the peace of Christ rule in
yes.
your hearts, since as members
yes.
of one body you were all called to peace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Preach. Take your time.
But now,
yeah.
if the secular Dante may speak for a moment, do not get me wrong. I love
mm-hmm.
me some turkey. I love me
All
some
right.
dressing. I love
mm-hmm.
me some macaroni and cheese. And I
mm-hmm.
like those little candy yams. The way that my mama make them, amen. I like all the fixings, amen. I even like some cranberry sauce, amen. All
mm-hmm.
about my food touches, it don't even matter. But I need to let somebody know right now.
Talk
about yes. I love being around my family. I love
amen.
Being around my friends. I love
yes.
the laughter and the fun times and the memories that last a lifetime. But after all of that is done, while sitting at that table of grace, I find myself remembering why I have what I have, why I can do the
yes.
things that I can do,
yes.
and it's all due
yes.
to my Jesus. But what say you, church? You see, the greatest part of this scripture is at the end. It says that God is. It says that God is. No, it says that God
yes.
is a consuming fire. Well, God
yes,
in his infinite wisdom placed that fire on my
yes.
back, and it burns hot. The hotter it
yes.
burns, the more I will preach. The hotter it
Amen.
Burns, the more I will teach. The hotter
yes.
it burns, the more I will prophesy. But there are times
yes.
that the heat gets so hot that I have to paraphrase the good brother Jeremiah. That the fire shoots up into my bones, and I just can't keep it to myself.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
hold it in. I have to let it be known
Come on.
That I am thankful. I am grateful to my Lord Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You, Lord.
I am thankful for his saving
Please.
Grace. I am thankful
Thank
for
you,
his
Lord.
Mercy. When I look to
yes.
the hills which cometh my help, I know surely that
Thank
it comes
you, Lord.
From the Lord. Oh, glory
yes,
be to
the
God.
Lord.
I am thankful. I am grateful because it did not have to
I
be. Use memorial.
No.
Be thankful. Be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
My members, my friends, my flock, my family. Be thankful.
Yeah.
Be grateful for what you have because it did not have to be. God sat there and saw your needs and said, I'm going to make it right just for you. Just for you
yeah.
only. Nobody
it
else
is.
Can deal with what
Thank
you
Lord.
Deal with. So be grateful for what I give you, because if I didn't give it to you, where would you be?
Where would
yes.
I be, Lord? Thank you, Lord. I don't want to
yes.
think about where I would be, Lord. No. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Where would you be? If the Lord God had not seen the need
where
for you to be,
be
on this earth, where would you be if he left you sleeping in your bed? Where would you be if he let that car hit you that day? Where would you be if your legs didn't work when you was in that river?
Yeah.
Where would you be if...
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, my Lord.
Where would you be if
Hallelujah.
The lions had started consuming your body? Where would you be if the Lord said, I don't have need for you anymore? Where would you be? Be thankful
Where would you be?
For what the Lord is doing. Be thankful
hey.
For your
I'm
life.
Thankful, Lord Jesus.
It may not be what you want it to be. You may not have all that you think you want. But be thankful.
I'm thankful, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Not just in this season. Not just this week.
Yeah.
Not because it's Thanksgiving. But gives them the honor and the praise that he so rightfully deserves at all times.
Yes, at all times.
What he'll do in your life.
Thank you.
Watch how he will bless you. Watch how he'll keep you. Watch how he will sustain you.
Yes, he is.
Oh, one of my members sing a song that says, I'm a living, breathing testimony. Let me tell you that you are a living, breathing testimony, and he has only kept you because he wanted you to give him the praise. I'm here to let you know right now. It's time that
hallelujah.
We come
thank you, Jesus.
For what we have. And even if you don't see it, be thankful anyhow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
be thankful.
Ooh.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Lord, you are so worthy.
Yeah.
In closing, I have one question for you. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Are you thankful for the things that you see? Or are you thankful for the things that you don't see, but you know that's there?
Thank you, Lord.
You may not see Jesus, but you know that he's there.
Yeah.
And when you look at the life of Jesus, he did not get up on that old rugged cross. If he did not stretch his hands, if he did not allow his hands and his feet and the side that he pierced all for you, if he did not do that, where would you be? Be thankful for the Lord Jesus. For him dying for you. For him arising for you. And one day, just like the author in Hebrews said, one day that kingdom will come and nothing will be able to come up against it. Nothing will be able to shake it. Nothing will be able to move it. It will be here permanently. And we will be able to give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for that Holy Ghost party, amen. I'm ready to see my people, to see the Lord in all his majesty and all his glory. I'm ready to see that kingdom, amen. And when it comes, I'm going to be so thankful and grateful to the
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For looking beyond my faults and seeing my knees and saying, enter my boy, you have done a good work and now have your rest. I don't know about you, but I get more excited when I think about it. And I'm here to let somebody know it's time that you start being grateful to what the Lord has done.
Thank you, Lord. Grateful.
Thank you.
Grateful, Lord.
Thank you,
Glory. For the things you've done and what you do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My heart says, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And as we continue this worship,
thank you,
we open up the door of the church. We don't stop this worship, amen. We keep this worship going. But as this worship is going on, I'm still opening up that door of the church.
Yes, Lord.
That door being Jesus.
Thank you.
If there's somebody
thank
here
you.
Today,
don't worry.
And you need to learn, you need to know the way to reach Jesus, I offer him to you right now.
Yeah.
If
thank
that's
you,
you,
Lord.
If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love you.
Thank
I ask
you,
that
Lord.
You would come into my heart.
Yeah.
Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died.
Yes, Lord.
And that you rose again for me.
Yes.
Now be the Lord
thank
of my life. Help me,
thank
Father
you.
God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
A better person.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive me, Father, of my sins.
Yes.
I'm forever grateful for the things that you do.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now,
Amen.
And you prayed that prayer sincerely in your heart. Salvation now belongs to you. That means that you died this very moment. That you would go unto heaven.
Oh, yes.
Now that's good news. That's the good news of the gospel of Jesus the Christ. That all may be saved. Welcome
Lord.
To his kingdom.
Thank
happy
Lord.
Birthday. I urge you to find a Bible-based church.
Oh,
to
yes.
bless them with your appearance, your physical appearance.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray with them in the spirit. And bless them financially with your tithes and your offerings. And see what God will do in your life.
Oh,
you're on the wonderful track. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Amen. Let's continue in that worship. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I'm feeling good.
Thank you.
Right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Suffering something in your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you need a healing.
Oh,
I urge you to stretch your hands out right now.
Thank you.
And receive that healing that only
Jesus
can give.
Yes,
receive that healing from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. Even in the inner parts of your body. Receive that healing. Receive that deliverance. Somebody right now has been afflicted by some type of addiction, and I remove that addiction from you right now. In the name of Jesus. You have been released.
Hallelujah.
I'm opening up bowels right now. I'm opening up. I'm fixing some livers right now, some kidneys right now, some spleens right now, some pancreas right now. Some hearts right
now.
Get your hands out. That cancer is being removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. This is worship. This is church.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
His victory.
Yes.
Rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever.
Yes.
And the church that's so thankful to the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Together we say amen.
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 And
thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But just because the benediction went forth, it doesn't mean that the praise has to stop. So if
hallelujah.
We still feel like praising the Lord,
hallelujah.
We still got a few more minutes, amen. And if you at home,
thank you, Lord.
If you want to get up and praise the Lord with us, amen, then like I said earlier, let the redeemed of the Lord say
yes,
so, amen.
Lord.
Let somebody keep
yes.
this praise
yes,
going
Lord.
On this Sunday morning,
yes.
amen.
Say so.
Because
amen.
He's been too good to
us. Redeemed of the Lord,
yes,
say so.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Been set free. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. You set me free.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes.
I redeemed.
Speak that word, Pastor.
Yes, Lord.
You set me free.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
These rusty chains.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, Brother, can we give thanks and honor to God for you, for all that you have done to help us. Not only this day, but every day, sir. May God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Wipe away all these things.
To this HubNet online now. We are HubNet 24/7.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
In
thank you, Lord.
And praise to Sister Michelle.
Yes.
And praise the Lord, and praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I am Pastor.
Amen.
You have heard. You have sang with this ministerial
yeah.
staff on this Sunday morning.
Yes.
You know them and you love them. We give God the praise for this ministerial staff. Father God, may all the listeners broadcast be blessed today and every day. We are signing off. Have a blessed afternoon. I love you.
Yes.
Until next time.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes. I am yours. I am yours. died.
Because you died.
I am.
I am.
I am. Yes, I am. More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Because I'm strong.
Strong and powerful.
Because you died for me.
Because
you're done.